Hi, I'm Tom Emanson. I am a partner and director at Pirate Toronto, Canada, and I was this year's radio jury president.
Welcome to the Radio Guru Podcast. My name is Palabo, and at the moment I'm in Cannes at the Cannes Lions Festival. Pirate is a full-service audio production company with a creative department specifically set up to write and produce radio for agencies and direct clients. This year there were 1,410 entries in the radio category.
Tell me a bit about the jury work, because that must be so exhausting, so much to listen to.
It is exhausting, particularly the last day, the medal round, but it's also a privilege. So for me, I get past the exhaustion just because I feel so privileged. Nowhere else are you going to be exposed to that much work from around the world, and we're the only people, other than perhaps the Cannes committee, that are exposed to all of it. While we bring to you guys what we've distilled to be the best, of 1,400 entries, there were three goals.
Yeah, yeah. And tell me a bit about the three goals.
They all did wonderful things. The very core of what I believe is required of radio to touch somebody, it's to stimulate their imagination, to make them feel, to want to engage. The Grand Prix, the KFC man meal, it just touched on a universal truth. There's a lot of pressure on guys these days to be, you know, a less manly. And so we find ourselves questioning why we're plucking our eyebrows. And this commercial addresses that very question and lets you know you're still a man.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hello, Cedric.
I once handed back an unopened jar of mayonnaise.
You're still a man, Cedric.
I YouTubed how to change a light bulb.
You're a man.
I took a microwave on a camping trip.
You're still a man.
Watching synchronized swimming, it really calms me.
Man.
I like my eyebrows tidy.
Yes, you do. And you are still a man.
I work out in the colored weights section.
Well, men can do that.
Sports is gross.
Still a man.
My nipples are sensitive.
Mine too. Man.
I don't high five. You know, germs.
I know. Still a man.
I walk.
Yeah?
Speed walk.
Speed walking.
Uh-huh.
With the hips thing.
Yep.
Ah, still a man. The fully loaded man meal from KFC for every kind of man.
I love you.
I love you too, man.
So, and I think it resonated with both men and women. The women in the room laughed and smiled, and the men in the room sort of just kind of nodded like, yep, I know what they're talking about.
Yeah. Still a man.
Still a man.
Yes. Well,
go ahead.
I emptied 450 mils of insecticide on a spider the size of a 10-cent coin.
You are still a man, Tyrone.
I typed lol.
Oh.
Lol.
You are a man.
I perm my hair.
Man.
I've never won an arcade game challenge.
Still a man.
I lie awake at night thinking I should have said, no, Sean, you're the poopy face.
You're a man.
Why does everyone like duct tape?
You're a man.
I wore a cashmere and a mohair at the same time. It was cold.
You are a man.
I don't know what the claw thing on the back of the hammer is for.
You are really?
Meow.
That's okay. You are still a man, my friend. The fully loaded man meal from KFC for every kind of man.
Pinky promise?
Yes. I pinky promise.
And that was South Africa. I noticed that South Africa came out way on top on the shortlist.
South Africa, historically, at least for the last 3, 4, 5 years, they always step up in radio. And I asked a jury member a few years ago when I was here from South Africa, a fellow jury member, why that was. And she said, you know, South African agencies don't have huge budgets. So we have to make our budgets work as hard as we can. And there is a lot of people in South Africa that unlike a lot of people in the Western world that have 5 screens in their lives, don't. They live by the radio. They love storytelling come to them from the radio, more so than apparently even television. So as a result, the people that are there that are making the work, they're really honing their craft, otherwise they wouldn't be employed.
Hi, my name's Andre.
Yes, Andre.
Listen, I use berry and cherry scented lip balm.
That's okay, Andre, you're still a man.
I've never owned anything camouflaged.
You are still a man, sir.
I don't really investigate sounds in the night, am I?
Still a man.
I have a hairstyle reference folder on my phone.
You are still a man.
I can tell the difference between ultramarine and electric indigo.
You're a man.
Children call me a ma'am.
You're a man.
Did you say ma'am?
No, man.
Man, right? You said man.
You're correct.
That's the truth. I can't reach the top shelf of my fridge. I don't know.
You can be a short man.
My Tupperware cupboard is neat.
Man.
And it has all its lids.
Man.
I forward chainmails.
Man.
I Pinterest.
Still a man. The KFC fully loaded man meal for every kind of man.
Even?
Every man, Aubrey. Every man.
It's funny, there was a stat brought to me, and don't quote me on the numbers, but again, we think that everybody has a screen, and so radio has to somehow evolve to address that it's not a screen. And someone said, you know, 90% of the planet still only has a radio. The rest of us privileged people have a TV in our kitchen.
Hmm. Yeah.
And I thought, that's really insightful, because we live in that space, and we're only 10% of the population.
The more someone makes you think about your body, the harder it becomes to ignore. Your tongue, for example. Usually you hardly notice it's there. But when I mention it, you can feel your tongue bumping against your lower front teeth, the tips just resting on them. You notice your tongue feels just a little too long for your mouth. And you notice it never really lies still. You move it about constantly without thinking about it, backwards and forwards, and from side to side. Suddenly it feels strangely wet and heavy in your mouth, doesn't it? A few seconds ago, you hardly noticed your tongue. But just one message made sure that you can't stop thinking about it. Now imagine the hundreds of messages girls are exposed to every day, subtly changing the way they think about their bodies. See how you can help at selfesteem.dove.co.uk. Dove. Be your beautiful self.
Radio, in its purest form, is a device that's used to stimulate your imagination. It's theater of the mind. I know it's an overused term when describing radio, but really, when you get down to it, when you strip away everything, you can't compete with theater of the mind. There's no screen that I know of, even here in Cannes, that competes with theater of the mind. If I say to you, mountain, what you see in your mind and what I see in my mind are two different mountains, but it's your mountain, the way you want it.
The more someone makes you think about your body, the harder it becomes to ignore. Take breathing. Usually breathing is so effortless you don't give it a second thought. But now that I mention it, you notice you're doing it consciously. You're in control of every single breath. You've been breathing in and out. Without thinking about it. In and out. Now you're keenly aware of every single breath you take. And you're breathing differently because you're paying attention to it. A few seconds ago, you didn't give any thought to how you breathe. But just one message made sure that you can't stop thinking about it. Now imagine the hundreds of messages girls are exposed to every day, subtly changing the way they think about their bodies. See how you can help at selfesteem.dove.co.uk. Dove, be your beautiful self.
And how do you deal with the language barriers in a jury room?
We encourage the jury to listen to everything in its original language, because emotion is presented within the language, even if you don't speak it. You can follow along with it with the script, which is always presented in English. And if you still need further clarification, then listen to it in English. But I encourage the jury not to judge the English version, but rather use it for clarity. That's it, because context is everything.
Hmm.
I think that's one of the wonderful things. Some of the entrants that make it to the top, they're not in English, but they're resonating with a primarily English-speaking jury, which is fantastic.
Yeah. So all in all, a good year for radio and for the future of radio?
I think it's an encouraging year, because when you sit back and you look at the top three campaigns, they are decidedly different. Two of them work in a more traditional sense. One works with the script and an entourage ensemble of characters, and it's great radio theater. One of them, the Dove campaign for self-esteem, it did this wonderful thing where it's engagement with the consumer is feel your tongue, feel it touching the bottom of your teeth, feel it going from side to side. Now that I've pointed it out, you're very aware of it.
Yeah.
Imagine what girls go through every day when things are pointed out to them. Everyone in the room, the first time they heard it, whether it was blinking, tongue, or breathing, had the same reaction, which was, we're not self-aware until we're made self-aware. And as soon as we are, you feel like you're exposed. And then you're self-conscious of it. Exactly the problem that they're trying to point out. I thought it was fantastic.
The more someone makes you think about your body, the harder it becomes to ignore. For instance, have you noticed how often you blink? Normally, your eyes seem to blink by themselves. But now that I mention it, you realize that it's you who's been doing the blinking. You're in control of every single blink. You just blinked as you took that in. And you also realized that you don't blink regularly. Suddenly, all that blinking makes your eyes feel heavy in your head. And the more you think about that, the more you blink. A few seconds ago, blinking was the last thing on your mind. But just one message made sure you can't stop thinking about it. Now imagine the hundreds of messages girls are exposed to every day, subtly changing the way they think about their bodies. See how you can help at selfesteem.dove.co.uk. Dove, be your beautiful self.
And then finally, the football radio thing was fantastic on so many levels, not just because it was great for the people who have Alzheimer's to stimulate their memory, of course.
That wasn't a radio commercial, per se.
No, it was a radio/audio idea. It was innovative use of the medium.
Bienvenidos a este partido que se está disputando en el Estadio Santiago Bernabéu, que acaba de arrancar, correspondiente a la 25ª jornada del Campeonato Nacional de Liga, que está enfrentando...
The Work Football Memories FM is a 39-minute audio piece. They created a radio that broadcasts original football matches from the 50s to the 90s. The meaning was that it should stimulate the brains when played to Alzheimer's patients.
...este 16 de marzo de 1969...
Interestingly enough, there are commercials within it, within the content. They kept the football matches from the 50s through to the 90s, including the original commercials that were in the actual matches when they were played from way back when. So it's not just the game that's stimulating the mind. It's the commercial from 1963, which I thought was fantastic. And what's great about that is it also used radio to drive home the help that they were trying to provide. They say it can't be done on TV because TV is painting the picture. So the Alzheimer's patient isn't asked to exercise their mind to remember. It's all there. The audio's there, the visual's there. They zone out. No visual. The audio triggers the mind to try and paint the picture. Theater of the mind again, theme. And that's why it works to help stimulate brain memory. And it was also brought to us. I know it's by a football magazine, but it's a real sponsor. This isn't a charity for charity's sake. This is a sponsor that's trying to give back. Mm. And I think, as we all know right now, there's pressure on all brands and products and services to provide something so that you give reason for your consumer to like you, to be a brand ambassador. And I think that was very smart.
Mm. Well, I guess that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks very much.
Good luck.
My name is Palapo. Thanks for listening.